Chapter 9. Money, Politics, and Other Theories. Some of the theories about the Kennedy assassination reviewed thus far are serious analyses based on persuasive, if not conflicting, evidence. Some are clearly not, and the idea that Kennedy was killed for financial reasons, while perhaps logical in a theoretical sense, comes up short in the practical. While many people are murdered for financial reasons, it is not at all persuasive that Kennedy was. Among these theories is the idea that wealthy oil barons in Texas conspired to eliminate the president because he was poised to reduce their prized oil depletion allowance. The allowance was favorable tax treatment for the oil industry to compensate it for the finite nature of the resource it produced. It also provided a financial incentive for future oil exploration. According to several theories, rich men like H.L. Hunt, Clint Murchison, and others financed the assassination to prevent Kennedy from taking away their tax breaks worth millions of dollars. The biggest problem with the theory is that the President of the United States cannot change the oil depletion allowance, only Congress can. All tax legislation must originate in the House Ways and Means Committee and pass both the House and Senate before it gets to the President's desk. Let's assume for a moment that President Kennedy did want to reduce the oil depletion allowance. He would submit a proposal to that effect to Congress. Passage would be by no means assured. In fact, Kennedy's record of getting Congress to do his bidding was spotty at best. Since 1962, he had been trying without success to persuade Congress to cut taxes to stimulate growth. In the height of ironies, it was a Democrat in the White House arguing for a tax cut, and congressional Republicans who stood with conservative Democrats to block it because of fears it would raise the deficit. More effective presidents than Kennedy had tried and failed to manage the affairs of the oil industry. In the 1930s, President Franklin Roosevelt submitted legislation giving the Interior Department the power to regulate the oil industry. The powerful Texas congressional delegation, acting at the behest of their state's chief industry, kept the measure bottled up in committee where it died. In 1963, there was no groundswell in Congress or anywhere else to reduce the profits of the oil industry. When Kennedy submitted legislation to that effect, armies of lobbyists and the quiet behind-the-scenes influence of the vice president could have effectively killed or significantly altered the bill. In short, the oil depletion allowance was likely not a reason for wealthy Texas oil men to kill the president. There may have been other reasons, but the oil depletion allowance wasn't one of them. The oil depletion allowance was finally removed during the Carter administration. President Carter, let the record show, was not assassinated. A second theory concerning money and the Kennedy administration has to do with the Federal Reserve Bank. Specifically, that powerful members of that organization conspired to kill Kennedy. Why would they want to do that? According to the theory, Kennedy, by executive order, had the Treasury Department issue U.S. currency that was backed by silver. These bills competed with ones issued by the Federal Reserve, backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. The bankers, the reasoning goes, couldn't allow that to happen since it would eventually destroy the power of the Federal Reserve Bank. No one would want Federal Reserve notes, but instead would only want to accept the U.S. notes backed by silver. But was Kennedy really issuing a new currency to weaken the Federal Reserve? Hardly. In fact, he actually intended to do just the opposite. Early in Kennedy's term, increasing industrial demand for silver had pushed its price beyond that set by the U.S. government. In November 1961, Kennedy ordered the Treasury Department to stop selling silver amid these rising prices. At the same time, he called upon Congress to phase out silver certificates, which were only issued for small bills, in favor of Federal Reserve notes. In his 1963 Economic Report to Congress, Kennedy made his intentions crystal clear. "I again urge a revision in our silver policy to reflect the status of silver as a metal for which there is an expanding industrial demand," Kennedy said. "Except for its use in coins, silver serves no useful monetary function." Kennedy further urged Congress to repeal laws that require the Treasury Department to support the price of silver and to authorize the Federal Reserve System to issue notes in denominations of $1 so as to make possible the gradual withdrawal of silver certificates from circulation and the use of the silver thus released for coinage purposes. As is clear from his text, President Kennedy wanted to move the U.S. away from basing its currency on an industrial metal and toward the use of Federal Reserve notes, a fiat currency. It would seem that the President and the Fed were very much on the same page, and hardly a reason for the bankers to order his murder. If money didn't play a role in Kennedy's assassination, what about politics? As previously stated, there are some who believe JFK was removed because he was about to withdraw American troops from Vietnam. In recent years, others have expanded that theory to suggest Kennedy's entire approach to politics made him dangerous to elite entrenched powers that were actually running the country.